You started taking the train a few weeks ago, and I've been watching you ever since you came on. Every day you sit across from me, and our eyes keep glancing back and forth at each other. I can see by the ring on your finger that you're married, but I can tell by the look in your eyes that it's been a very long time since your wife touched you. I imagine you've got one of those perfect marriages, 2.2 kids, the house in the suburbs. But inside, so lonely, so neglected. You haven't had a cock in someone's mouth in months, I'll bet. Maybe years. I think that needs to change. I started my plan earlier this week. A couple of days ago, I started by unbuttoning the top button on my blouse. I watched your eyes as you followed the movements of my hand. The next day, I unbuttoned the top two buttons of my blouse. Oh yes, I definitely saw your gaze heat up as you watched my fingertip slide along the edge of my lace bra. Day three, I slid my skirt up a bit on my thighs, and I watched as your eyes moved from the floor with my beautiful 4.5-inch tall black leather pumps up my nylon-clad legs, tracing their way up to my thighs. What's this? You see that I don't have nylons on. I have thigh-high stockings on, held up by black lace garters. And I think as I pull just a little higher, you can see matching black lace panties. Oh, but those look so sweet with that bra, don't they? Today, once again, I've unbuttoned those top few buttons of my blouse, sliding that manicured fingertip along the edge of that lace bra, reaching down and giving myself a quick squeeze before I move my hands down to my skirt, slide the hem of my skirt up, and once again you can see the peak of those thigh-high stockings, those beautiful garters. Red lace panties today. And as you sit and watch me, and I look around to make sure no one else can see me but you, I pull aside the fabric of the panties, and I slide my finger in myself, dipping my finger into my cunt to get it nice and wet. And then I lift my finger up to my lips. I watch the lust in your eyes as you watch me. I think I see that bulge increasing in your pants. And I think you're imagining that it's your cock in my mouth instead of my fingers. Makes me suck a little harder. I reach my fingers back down inside my cunt. Rub my clit a bit. Dipping inside to make that finger nice and wet. Making my hips dance a bit on that train bench. Your eyes are on fire. I can see how much you want me. I can see you have thoughts of your cock sliding into my mouth. And I think today, your wish is going to be fulfilled. When we come to your stop, you stand up and start making your way to your platform. But today, I stand up right behind you and follow you to the door. You look back at me in surprise. This isn't your usual stop, you say. I said, I know, but I'm planning on getting off here. You look at me, speechless almost. And then with dawning understanding, I reach out my hand and cup your cock lightly through your pants. That is, if you don't mind getting off with me. You stand there for a moment looking at me, and then smiling. I would definitely not be opposed to that, you tell me. I laugh and follow you out to the platform. And we walk together out to your car. I can see that bulge in your pants getting harder. Your hands are almost shaking as you press the button to unlock your car doors. We both get inside that car. We don't even bother introducing yourselves. Instead, I just reach out my hand, unbutton your pants, and slide down that zipper. I reach inside and pull your cock free of your briefs. It's already nice and hard for me. Oh God, I love that. I love that you're already hard for me. I run my tongue along the full length of your cock, paying special attention to that tip, tasting those drops of pre-cum. So sweet and savory. I swallow them down and look up at you as I lick your cock. Nice long strokes from the base to the tip. Oh, you taste so good. I love having your cock in my mouth. I've been dreaming about it for weeks. Oh, I know you're married. And I know you think you probably shouldn't be doing this. But I've wanted you for weeks, baby. I've needed to taste that cock. I want you to come in my mouth. I want you to have me swallow down all those sweet juices, baby. Please. Oh, I needed you so bad. Sliding my tongue along your cock more. Finally, I move and take that cock in my mouth. I feel your hands moving to the back of my head and getting tangled in my curls, pressing down lightly on my head to force me to take your cock deeper. And then applying a little bit more force, your hips lifting up, driving that cock deeper into my mouth. Oh, pushing it in all the way to the base. Oh, down my throat, baby. Start fucking you. Your cock sliding in and out of my mouth. Oh, you're pulling all the way out and then pushing all the way in. Nice deep thrusts. Your hands forcing me to take you deeper. I keep hearing you whispering over and over. Oh my God, that feels so good. Oh, you're such a good fucking cocksucker. Oh God, baby. I love hearing you say these things to me. I reach down a finger to my cunt, and I start stroking myself as I'm sucking on your cock. Oh God, I'm so wet for you, baby. I need to have you come for me. I look up at you, straight into your eyes, and I beg you, please, baby, let me taste those sweet juices. I need you to come for me. I want you to come in my mouth. Oh, I can hear you groaning with pleasure. Your hips are thrusting forward. I know you're getting close to coming. I know you want to come in my mouth. Oh, my warm, wet mouth just sucks a little harder. That tongue working its magic up and down your length. And I pull out briefly and reach down lower to lick your balls. Oh, I'm sucking them gently into my mouth, before I move back up and take that whole cock all the way down my throat. One of my hands moves to squeeze those balls lightly, stroking you while I'm sucking on you. The other hand still between my legs, stroking myself faster. Getting so close to coming, baby. Please, come with me. I need to feel your cum. I want to taste you, baby. Come in my mouth. Please, come in my mouth. Come with me, baby, please. Oh, God, baby, please. Come with me, please. Oh, I can feel your balls tightening. Your cock getting ready to spasm in my mouth. Oh, yes. Oh, your hand holds me down, forcing me down now as your body starts shooting in my mouth. Oh, God, your cock, it's coming. You're coming for me. Come for me, baby, please. Come for me. Swallowing down all those sweet juices, licking you clean. Oh my God, baby, that felt so good. I love tasting you. And once I've licked you completely clean, and zip those pants back up, buttoned up that button, I lean up to give you a kiss on the mouth, even though you can taste your own juices on my tongue. And I whisper in your ear, oh baby, thank you. I loved getting your cum in my mouth. You have a good day, sweetie. I need to get back to my commute. Bye. And I get out of that car and I walk away from you. But we'll see what special adventures we have tomorrow on our commute.